Hello, fanboys and fangirls. I'm your sexy on-the-scene Exxon reporter, Candace Hoffman, and I'm standing right outside the door of Derek Parks and Sarah Richards. Apparently, there's been some police activity here, and I'm trying to validate a juicy rumor that's been buzzing around the backstage area for about 15 minutes or so. The police are crawling all over the place, so I'm going to have to be careful. Hey, look, guys, there's the vendor person. Let's see if you saw anything. Hey, you, what's your name? Vendor? Did you see anything suspicious in the last 15 to 20 minutes?
Yeah, I did. I was standing over there by the coffee, and I saw that La Morty guy who always follows Somber around right there going into that damn there locker room. As I turned my back, I heard a loud noise, and then that Morty guy came out looking hotter than a red-hot poker.
So why do you think the police are here?
Don't quite know there, Candace, but would you like some NDW merchandise? It's half price.
No thanks. That Mike Morrison t-shirt you sold me 2 months ago turned all my thongs red. Not to mention the Mike Morrison bubblegum. Yeah, it turned my teeth blue for a week.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that, Candace. If you just send in $99.99, we'll refund your $15.
So there you have it, folks. The police are apparently here because of an incident that happened with La Sombra's best friend and Derek Park's valet, Sarah Richards. That's it for now. I'm your sexy on-the-scene X-Zone reporter, Candace Hoffman, saying, if you can't sell me something that's not going to get my thongs in a twist, then it doesn't belong on my show. Back to you, Promo.
Thank you very much, Candace Hoffman, our roving X-Zone reporter, for that juicy piece of information. As the arena lights slowly lower, you can hear Sam Goddamn Natas' music queuing up. And get ready, folks, for the most extreme match we have ever booked here in WWA. I know the crowd feels the momentum, and as everybody here in the arena continues to go nuts, the lights start to flicker, and out onto the stage, here comes Sam Goddamn Natas, and there he is, with his trusty sidekick, the ever-sticky Miss Suck, who's now following the hardcore god down to ringside, yanking the leash that's attached to Miss Suck's collar. The evil one shakes the sledgehammer high into the air, and good lord almighty, am I seeing things, or is sledge covered in barbed wire? Sam Natas now lifts his sledge high up into the air and begins to walk towards the ring with a very distinct and confident strut, checking out the tables and other hardcore equipment that is strewed all around our ringside area. You can see Sam Goddamn Natas nodding his head with approval at the light tubes, barbed wire, plate glass, and stuff that I can't even mention. As Natas carefully enters the ring, taking the leash off his valet, Miss Suck. Oh, come on, Sam. Don't let her wander around here unsupervised. Why? Well, she pees standing up.
And now in the ring, he wants to be known as the Hardcore God and is considered by many one of the true BACW legends of the past. Accompanied to the ring by the anti-diva herself, Miss Suck, he hails from the forgotten pits of Arkansas. Hide the children and don't leave your wife alone with him! Extreme Fiends, this is evil! Sam Goddamn Natas!
Oh, taking the microphone away from Michael Stuffer, apparently Sam Natas has something to say. Hey, Suck, hey, don't put your mouth on that! Oh my god!
WWA, are you ready? I said, are you fucking ready? Well, you goddamn well better be, cause it's coming, and it's coming right now. It's gonna be the most extreme. It's gonna be the most brutal, and it's gonna be the most demanding hardcore deathmatch in the history of time. And it's about to unfold right here in front of your very eyes. The finals of the Triple Extreme Championship Tournament kick off right here at the Grinder 8. In Kissimmee. Well, finally, all my actions since returning are coming to fruition. Because tonight, am going to be leaving this arena. The first ever Triple Extreme Champion. Mike, you've talked a big game. You've tried to convince me that you have me all figured out. Well, boy, here is your one and only chance to prove that Mike Johnson is a more hardcore name, and that he is the hardcore icon over Sam Goddamn Natus. But it's just like I told Spectre last month. I'm gonna break your fucking back tonight. Now, the time for talking has come for an end. Let's do this goddamn thing.
Bad Boy South. Block Entertainment. I see you, Block. Boys in the hood. I like this right here. You ready? Let's rock.
Walking out onto the stage of the arena, bathed in a red strobe, we see the Miss Suck Eliminator, Julie Sims, encouraging her man, Mike Johnson, from behind as the two come down the ramp. Mike Johnson's fists are taped up, and his trusty, rusty shovel is cautiously at his side. Approaching the ringside area, you can see Julie Sims and Mike Johnson huddling in the corner to briefly go over one last time tonight's strategy.
He currently resides from South Boston, Virginia, and weighed tonight at 240 pounds. He is a self-proclaimed devil's chosen son, the WWA Extreme Icon. This is the man, Mike Johnson!
With both men now in the ring and getting ready for the ultimate bloodbath, these two guys must be the most hardcore sons of bitches in WWA today. They each have taken hold of fluorescent tubes, and the referee is signaling for the bell. It's the finals of the Tournament of Death, and here we go! Johnson lunges forward by swinging the glass tube, but Natus ducks returning fire with the swing of his own. That missed two and reloading both men swinging the same time. Ooh, the tubes collide, bursting into the air, and my God, would you look at the stare down in the center of the ring. Chucking the broken pieces to the side, both men engage in an old school collar tie, and this might be the only wrestling hold you will see in this match from this point forward. Mike Johnson tries to force Sam Natus back into the barbed wire section of the ropes, but it's Natus who stops the momentum with a hard forearm to the side of the head, pulling Johnson towards a barbed wire table that's leaning up in the corner. Johnson reverses the whip, and Natus is going chest first into the barb. No, Sam stops inches from impact, and turning around, Johnson faces Natus and gives him the Mutombo finger wag. Look at Natus, he's shaking his head, not a chance in hell, and staring hard into the eyes of Mike Johnson. It results in another aggressive collar tie-in. Ooh, did you hear that slap from the massive chop by Sam Goddamn Natus? Mike Johnson grimaces in pain, but fires off a chop of his own, and it's Natus who returns fire again, but it's Johnson with a boot to the stomach, doubling over the evil one. Downward karate chops by Johnson to the side of Sam's neck, and taking two steps back, Johnson misses with the wild haymaker over the head of the evil one. Natus pushes Johnson to the ropes. Oh my God! Mike Johnson just went through a wall of fluorescent tubes that were dangling from the ropes, and down onto the small mats goes the man. I told you people that this one was going to be violent. And here comes Sam Natus through the hole that Mike Johnson just made in the ropes. Down across the back of his opponent with the tough glove double axe handle comes the evil one. And Natus is now reaching up and pulling one of the tubes from the rope. Damn! Across the brow of Mike Johnson goes the glass and pulling back Johnson's hair. It's, oh my God, holy faces of folly. Natus is now digging a broken end of the fluorescent tube into the forehead of Mike Johnson, and good Lord Almighty, somebody better have a medical team on standby. Natus reaches upwards and crashes the already broken fluorescent tube onto the head of Mike Johnson, and folks, Mike Johnson is an absolute bloody mess. Rolling Mike Johnson back into the ring, here comes a father of extreme right on his tail. Wild stomp to the open cut of Mike Johnson, rocks the man's world, and kicking Johnson right in the ribs like he was things in a bar fight. Sam Natas looks deranged inside that ring. Look at that crazy look on his face. Is there anything Mike Johnson can do to stop the brutal assault of the evil one? Pulling the crimson cover Johnson off the canvas, Natas leans his opponent up against the barbed wire section of the ropes and firing hard across the chest. Johnson reels from the sting of Sam's open hand slap. Down to both knees goes Johnson. Oh, football kick to the face by Sam goddamn Natas, and I think Mike Johnson has just been knocked onto Queer Street. Natas throws a leg drop across the throat. He's going for the win. One, two, no kick out by Mike Johnson, and this one's gonna continue. Folks, from the opening bell, Mike Johnson has done nothing but take the punishment being dished out to him by Sam goddamn Natas. But don't count Johnson out. Not yet, because let me remind you just how much pain this Mike Johnson guy is capable of taking. Inside the ring, Sam just placed the fluorescent tube onto the logo, and he's now bringing Mike Johnson back up onto his feet. Johnson doesn't seem to have a clue where he is, and scooping Mike off the canvas. Oh, brutal body slam onto the fluorescent tube. And seriously, folks, how much more can Mike Johnson take? Look at the tiny pieces of glass. My God, they're sticking in his back. This is sick. Yanking Johnson off the canvas, Natas points to the barbed wire table that's leaning up in the corner of the ring, and he's looking for an extreme Irish whip. Here he comes into the corner, but Johnson reverses a hold in the middle of the logo. Oh, face first into the barbed wire table goes Sam goddamn Natas, and this might be the break Mike Johnson just needed. Johnson is dragging Natas out of the ring, and I think the blood cover Mike Johnson has just snapped. Pressing a fluorescent tube against Sam's forehead, Johnson delivers, oh, a killer headbutt, and my God, is Mike Johnson insane or what? Sam Natas cries out from the pain of the glass that has now gotten into his eyes, and apparently here comes Mike Johnson over to my announcer's table. Hey, what are you doing? Hey, don't rub that blood on my jacket. Oh, my God. Hey, I hope you were tested before this. Come on, Johnson. This is a birthday present, damn you. Hey, don't drink my water. Now don't give it back to me. Great, wonderful. What am I supposed to drink now? You're such an idiot. Now back by his opponent, Johnson is now pushing Sam into the squared circle, and here comes Mike Johnson, following with pure hate in his eyes. Dragging the blinded Natas up to his feet, it's Johnson with an Irish whip, and oh! Right the hell into the second barbed wire table, but the table doesn't break! Natas stumbles backwards toward the logo, and it's Johnson with a dropkick to the back of the head! Oh! Sam Natas again! Face first into the barb, and look at Mike Johnson smile! Slumping down into the table, Natas is tangled up in the barbed wire, and here comes Johnson smelling the blood and closing the gap with pinpoint punches and bunches. Left, right, left, right, left, right. Johnson's raining punches down on Sam Natas, and Natas can't move. Johnson reels backwards towards the fluorescent tubes, and look at the crowd. My God, can he just bite a tube in half? Johnson, are you sick? He is now chewing the glass, and he's pulling Sam's head back. Oh, my God! I don't believe it. He just spit the pieces of glass into the face of Sam Natas, and look at Natas jerking all over the canvas in pain. It's Johnson's turn to jam a broken fluorescent tube into the scarred up forehead of the evil one, and slumping down into the corner still entangled in the barbed wire, it's now Sam Natas who's covered in his own blood. Folks, I'm growing very concerned here at ringside because Sam Natas is barely moving inside the squared circle, and now what's Mike Johnson doing? Oh, good Lord, no. No, fans, Mike Johnson has just placed about four fluorescent tubes into the crotch of Sam Natas, and good Lord almighty, oh, his valet just handed Mike Johnson his trusty rusty shovel. Johnson is, says, yes, he's shaking his head, yes, over his head with the shovel, and oh my God, down into the crotch with the shovel, and the fluorescent tubes break into a million pieces, and good Lord almighty, someone needs to stop this match before Sam Natas is castrated. Johnson looks into the crowd and thrusting the shovel high into the air. He's now standing, oh my God, he's standing directly on Sam Natas' balls. And look at Miss Suck smile. You know what? I think Suck is actually enjoying this. What a sick freak. Folks, this ring looks like a battlefield. And continuing to push the envelope, please tell me Mike Johnson isn't setting up more fluorescent tubes in the center of the ring. Hey, Johnson, are you nuts? Oh, he just ripped Natas from the barbed wire, tearing the shirt off of the evil one. And my God, he's powering Natas up onto his shoulders. Johnson lands back. Oh, somebody broken glass. One, two, three. We have a new champ. No, no, no. Sam Nat is kicked out with broken glass underneath him. And my God, somehow, some way, this match is gonna continue. Forget about these men wrestling in the grinder, because with this amount of blood that I see that has been shed in this ring right now, I'm not sure Sam Natas or Mike Johnson are ever gonna be capable to wrestle again. I had no idea this Four Corners of Pain Caribbean Death Match was gonna be so brutal, and I think Mr. Petit really needs to rethink this division before someone gets killed. Off the canvas comes Johnson, and tossing Sam into the corner, Johnson charges in close behind. Natas turns around, and oh my God! Hard boot to the face of Mike Johnson, and down goes the man. Natas is still very much hurt, but as Johnson gets to his feet, it's a Sam Natas clothesline from hell that sends the man back down onto the canvas. Lifting Johnson to his feet, Natas pushes, ooh, through the remaining barbed wire table, and did you see Mike Johnson's shoulder tear open when he collided with the barb? My God, I think I'm gonna throw up. Oh, still moving around the ring and pacing back and forth. You have to be kidding me. Sam, no. Sam Natas is piling up more fluorescent tubes in the center of the ring. And this guy's not human. Yanking the bloodstained Mike Johnson from the busted up barbed wire table. Here comes Natas, looping his opponent's hand over his head. Here he comes. He's hooking the leg in. Oh, my God. Don't do it, Mike. No, don't do it. Oh, sunrise suplex onto the fluorescent tubes. No way is he kicking out. One. Two, three, what? Oh, my God. Mike Johnson just kicked out, and I'm not sure why. Sam Natas looks at him in amazement and slamming his fists into the canvas. Sam Natas now bails from the ring, looking to take it up another notch in the Extreme Book of Hardcore. Now under the ring apron and sliding in a pair of steel chairs. Uh-oh, here come another two. We have four steel chairs now inside the ring. Right. Here comes Sam Natas coming through the ropes, and guess what? Oh my God, you know it. Fluorescent tubes. Opening up the chair and placing the fluorescent tubes on them to form an extreme bridge. Natas runs his thumb across his throat, and he's calling for a suplex. Here comes the Oh, Jesus Christ. Folks, Sam, no. Sam Natas has just picked up one of those 6-foot by 2-foot sheets of plate glass. And hey, Sam, those aren't supposed to really be used. It's just for show. Sam, no. Oh, my God. Johnson's fighting to his feet. Glass. He didn't even know Sam Natas was holding it. With the Mike Johnson, and now Natas throws a sheet of glass onto Johnson's head, and down goes the man. But get this, folks. The glass did not break. How thick is that stuff? Natas is setting up another pair of chairs inside the ring, and you wouldn't think he would do that. Mr. Petit, no. Please stop him, please. Man, Sam Natas has just placed a sheet of plate glass between the two chairs, and he's calling for yet another suplex if he hits this. There is no way in hell that Mike Johnson is going to kick out. I don't care how tough people think he is. Mike Johnson back up to his feet. Sam Natas measures up the glass bridge and looping the arm of Johnson over his head. Sam yells upwards, but Johnson stops the move. Johnson's quick to reverse his position. I don't know from where he's getting this strength. Sam Natas has a nasty gash that just opened up right across him. for WWA, and there doesn't seem like Mike Johnson is going to stop this brutality anytime soon. And Johnson is doing just that. He's pulling Sam Natas off the canvas and looping his shovel over the head of the Evil One and across the throat. It's Johnson with a side shovel leg sweep, flipping over into a cover. One, two, no, will this match ever end? Sam Natas kicked out, and folks, I am at a complete loss for words. Mike Johnson stares into Sam Natas' blood-covered face and lets out a smirk, and if this is Johnson's idea of a good time, I would hate to see him when he's angry. Lifting Natas off the blood-drenched canvas, it's Johnson to uncork an Irish whip into the last barbed wire table, but Natas for stolen. Ooh! Johnson just whipped through the table. I think this one is over. Sam Natas is now dragging Mike Johnson back into the center of the ring, and he's repositioning those mangled chairs over the lifeless body of Mike Johnson. Wait a minute, folks. What the hell is he doing now? No, Sam Natas is pointing to the final piece of plate glass, and oh my God, the crowd has gotten to their feet because Sam Natas has just placed this section of plate glass onto the chairs, and folks, underneath the glass is a knocked out and blood-covered Mike Johnson. Natas has gone through the ropes, and he's onto the apron, and Jesus Christ, in a strip club with a dollar bill, he's going up to the top ropes. There's no one in the arena who's sitting down, including myself. Natas makes a sign of the cross. He's diving up the ropes. Suicide splash through the plate glass and crushing Mike Johnson into the canvas. There's no way in hell Johnson's going to kick out from that impact. One, two, three, that's it. It's over. Ring the bell, because Sam Natas is not only the winner of the Tournament of Death, but he has also become our first ever Triple Extreme Heavyweight Champion.
Ladies and gentlemen, your winner of the bout by pinfall and new Triple Extreme Champion, Evil Sam Goddamn Natas!
Rolling from a ring that's covered in the blood of Mike Johnson and Sam Natas, there goes the champion, leaving a busted up Mike Johnson in his wake of violence. Sam Natas is now limping to the back almost immediately after receiving his championship belt. He's not even acknowledging the crowd, and I don't blame him. Sam Natas has a nasty cut going right across his chest. His back is all scarred up from the fluorescent tubes. He's bleeding buckets. He's got a cut in his forehead. And inside the squared circle is what's left of... Are you kidding? Folks, Mike Johnson is getting to his feet without the help of our medical team, and I'm shocked. Johnson, he just went through hell and back, and look at him. The blood is still cascading down his face, and listen to these fans. They're giving Mike Johnson a standing ovation. The thousands of people in attendance here are all chanting, "Thank you, Mike. Thank you, Mike." And I don't blame them, belt or not. Mike Johnson took some of the most hardcore risks I have ever seen anyone take here in WWA. And Sam Natas, I have only one thing to say to you. Enjoy that belt that you just won, because come hell or high water, I guarantee you, Mr. Mattee is going to give Mike Johnson another shot at you very, very soon. And when he does, Sam Natas, it's going to make this match look like a walk in the park. Folks, as Mike Johnson now limps from the ring, a bloody mess, I've just been told that the Spectre, who is now in our boiler room, that's right, folks, he is in the bowels of the Kissimmee Arena, and he is now demanding some airtime. Our cameras are in place, so let's go to the Spectre and hear what our WWA Heavyweight Champion has to say.
Is one of the most deceitful things to plague mankind. Silence can help me find inner peace and tranquility. On the other hand, silence can also be a hiding place for sinister shadows
and things that go bump in the night. It is here, in such places, like the bowels of this boiler room, where I feel most at home. Just like Sarah Richards is most at home hanging out on street corners. It is in such places as this one where I mentally prepare for my matches. For you see, Derek, there is a lot more to winning matches than just training hard. No! There is much more to it than that. There is also the mental aspect of the match. You have to know in advance what you plan to do and what game plan you're going to lay down on your opponent. And no, I'm not talking about a certain movement that you got in your head. I'm talking about the entire psychological aspect of a match of this magnitude. Do you have a mental game plan concocted in that puny little head of yours? Or do you plan on getting by on this your awesome good looks and your wrestling ability? I know the answer to that, Big TV. No. It's all about you, DCP. Is that good? It's not about any mental game plan. Everything you do is about you. And whether or not your pretty little face is gonna get all fucked up with your less than impressive IQ. Any mental game plan you might have would just be a pure, unadulterated clusterfuck. Oh, am I hurt your feelings? Have I caused your emotional distress? Sorry, but I don't really give a rat's ass about your emotional distress. Are you sure this match isn't more than you can handle, Derek? Are you sure you're not in over your head? Face it, DCP. There is one fact you cannot deny. And that is that you have never, ever won the pickle. Because not only do you lack the mental part of the game, you... you choke every time when it comes to the big one, you got to just choke. You don't have the cunning and the slightest to fuck over an opponent with my games. I, on the other hand, have been doing this for years. I've been screwing with people's heads for years and have done a very good job of doing it. It took me, how long now? 2 months? Win a major title in the WWE? What major titles have you won here, other than being known as Mr. Skank? And why have I won a major title? Why am I still the current WWE Heavyweight Champion? Because I have a lot more intelligence than people give me credit. It's not about being lucky, DCP. Maybe I am just that damn smart. And I know how to play the mental game to my advantage. Freaks like me have been passed off as being those of books of books. But freaks like me are very intelligent. And we know exactly which buttons to push to throw our enemies off guard. And I know exactly which buttons to push with you, DCP. It's already started. It's going on right now. And it will finish later tonight with the last push being you off the highest level of the scaffolding, and you come crashing down upon those sharp beds of netting, where once again you will fail to win the victory. Oh, too bad. And I will still be the WEWA Heavyweight Champion. This is the Quadra DCP. The grandest of them all. Where big things happen. And as anyone can attest, I never, ever fail to deliver on a grand stage. So do I have something big planned? Could be. Will I use it on you? Absolutely. Will I deliver on this big surprise? Without a doubt. Will people all over the arena be chanting, "Holy shit! Holy shit! Holy shit!" I guarantee it. Think you can defeat me?